Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. You are tuned in to Dr. Wendell Speaks the Word. Are you ready to move? That is our topic for this broadcast. In our lives, there are times where we have to physically change locations. When we were children, our parents may have moved from one apartment to another apartment or from an apartment to a house or from one state to another. If your parents was in the military, you moved from one military base to another military base. Once you reached adulthood, you may have moved from one job to another job. You may have moved from being single to being married. Moving is part of our life, our daily lives. We move around the house. We move to get to work, whether we're going to go to a, you know, ride in a car, ride a bike, sit on the mass transit, buses or light rail or whatever. You have to form of transportation that's available to you. But we have to move. But yes, moving is part of what we do. But there are some moves that can be very stressful and can be very challenging. The move can even cause us to have anxiety. It will cause us to flow in uncertainty because we have to move. See, once we have moved, we become comfortable where we are. We become comfortable in the environment, and we become comfortable with the people that we're interacting with. And when we have to move from that comfortability, it can cause anxiety. And sometimes it can cause depression. So we need to understand that moving is part of life, the life cycle. We move from life to death. The baby moves and grows from infancy into childhood, into adolescent, young adult to adult. Moving is part of what we do, but it doesn't alleviate that it can cause stress. It can cause depression, can cause anxiety. So how do we deal with this? What should we do? What should we do? We need to examine some things, not necessarily up and move, but we need to ask ourselves some questions. We need to ask ourselves, why am I moving? We need to ask ourselves, is this what I want to do? We have to ask ourselves, how is this move going to impact my comfortability? I need to understand who is going to be moving with me and what is their role in the moving process. We have to understand and answer these questions, and that'll help us in our move. See, some moves are more challenging than others. Some moves involve having a large sum of money on hand, and some moves you don't need any money at all. Some moves are more mentally challenging, and I have said that because of the uncertainty. There is a man that's recorded in the book of Genesis, whose name is Abram, and he was confronted with moving. His parent, he was with his father when they moved from one land to another land. They were actually transitioning to go into Canaan, but they at another place, and it's recorded in Genesis, the 11th chapter, they stopped, and then the father died there where they stopped. But when the 12th chapter of Genesis opens up, we see that the Lord is talking to Abram, and I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to go back and address some of the questions that was raised. But first, I want you to know what Genesis, the 12th chapter, says. I'm just going to read a couple verses in your hearing. It says, "Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came." I just read from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Now, in those five verses, it goes over a transition that Abram and Sarai, his wife, and his nephew, Lot, and that he had acquired in Haran and all of his possessions. And he moved into another land. He started his transition, his moving. He really didn't know where the end result of his move is going to be. And when you don't know the end result, there can be uncertainty and there can be uneasiness within a person. This is when fear can show up. Fear can show up or faith can show up. What the Lord said to Abram is to get thee out. But it wasn't just one place. The Lord said, get thee out of thy country, the country that you're living in. And from thy kindred, that's your family. That's your family. All of those cousins, family, aunts, uncles, and from thy father's house, where you were living in your father's house. I want you to move. But not just I want you to move. The move is for a purpose. And when I had asked those questions at the beginning of the broadcast, why are you moving? What is the purpose of you moving? Are you transitioning to get away from some place or somebody or a situation? Are you transitioning to get into a better position economically? Why are you moving? We have to understand why we has to move. And in Genesis, the 12th chapter, Abraham moved and began his transitioning because the Lord told him. So that's the answer to the question. Why are you moving? The Lord told him to move. And instead of, in addition to the Lord telling him to move, he also said to Abram that I'm going to bless you. He said in verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. So Abram moved because the Lord told him. He did not know where his ending place would be, his last place of the booth. He knew that he was in a transitioning state and that he was moving from where he was in his country with his family, from his father's house. He was moving to another place. But the move was for a purpose. It was a purposeful move. Yes, a purposeful move. Why are you moving? You're moving because the Lord told you. You're moving because if you move, you're going to be blessed. Your name will be made great. You will bless others. Yes, and you would be a great nation. So, listeners, are you thinking about changing, making changes in your life? Are you thinking about moving? Are you ready to move? So the question is, why are you moving? One of the questions that's addressed today is why are you moving? Are you going to improve your economic situation? Are you going to, your economic situation, your financial situation, which is your economic situation, your spiritual situation, is it going to be better? Is it a move that's better for you and your family? Or is it a selfish move that is all about you and not how you could be a blessing to somebody else? I hope you're listening to what I'm saying. Are you ready to move? Have you thought about why you're moving, how the impact of your moving, will it negatively affect people or positively affect people? Are you tuned in to the Spirit of God to know that the Lord is telling you to move from this location to the next location? We should not haphazardly just take up and move. We need to clearly know that God is leading us, that there is a purpose for the move. In this passage, we see that the purpose is that the Lord said that I would make you a great nation, that would make Abram a great nation, and that you would be a blessing. As we move through life, we should be a blessing to someone. So if you're ready to move, make sure that as you move, you are being a blessing to someone, that you are moving from one level economically and spiritually to a higher level, and that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is directing your move. Because when God directs your move, there will be open doors for you. God would remove the anxiety and the depression and the uneasiness because he has a blessing for you. He has a better situation for you. It could be a better house. It could be a better car, better job. It could be that you're going to get money in the future, but you've got to move to that other location. So are you ready to move? That is the question today. So it should be, Lord, if that's where you want me to move to, yes, I'm willing to move. Yes, I'm following the Good Shepherd. And if you want me to go there, I say, yes, I will move. I don't have to. Are you thinking about making the changes? Is the idea coming that you want to move from one job to another? Yes, you can. If you feel that there's a glass ceiling and you feel stuck and you feel used, you feel that they've manipulated you and somebody else is getting the money and they're still keeping your salary low, and you're saying, Lord, I need a job where they appreciate my skills and my abilities and the value that I add to the job. And when you go and apply for another job and when you're hired for that other job, you're moving. You need to be purposing your heart to be a blessing, continue to be a blessing on that next job, to continue to add value to that next job. The previous job may not have appreciated the skills and abilities that you have, but the next job you go on should be able to appreciate that, to see the value that you are adding to the company. So are you thinking about making changes in your life? Yes. Yes, think about making changes in your life, but always be led by the Spirit of God. Think about why you're making a change or why you're moving. And if you would benefit and others would benefit by the changes that's going to take place and the move. Will your children fit into the school system that they have to move into because you took them to another area of town? Is it a good move? Think about it, and as you think about it, I want you to pray about it. I want you to pray about it. Pray about it and listen to the move of the Spirit of God, and I want you to prepare for the move. When God gives you an amen and when God speaks to your heart that it's time for you to move, that you have to activate your faith, because fear is going to try to get in your heart to say, no, this doesn't feel right. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen. That's when we have to kick the door and we have to accept faith and we have to operate in faith and operate the saying, Lord, you're directing me to go. I'm going to go. I'm going to go just like Abraham left. I'm going to go. And I'm going to trust you. You're the one that has urged me to do this. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to walk by faith that you would direct my path, that you would order my footsteps, that you would guide me as I guide my family in this transition, that my faith would be founded in you and that I would operate in faith and not fear, that I would trust you. It took faith for Abram to move out of the country that he was living in. It took faith for Abram to move from his family, people he were familiar with, that he grew up with. You notice how old the Bible says that Abram was when he left. The Bible says that Abram was 75 years old. So that means there were family members that he grew up with, that he had been known for 75 years. You know, of course, some are younger, but the oldest one he was growing up with. And the Lord told him to move away from his family. He was 75. Mm-hmm. To move from your father's house. And I will show you where to go. See, when he moved, he had to step out on faith. And that's why people call Abram, whose name is changed to Abraham, the father of faith, because he operated in faith. He's left the familiar to move to an area that was not familiar. And as you begin to read in the book of Genesis and follow Abram, name changed to Abraham's journey, you will see that there was a transition, a movement that was constantly going on. And there were lessons that he had to learn, experience, as he journeyed, made his journey, as he traveled from one country to another country. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do. As we step out on faith and trust God to lead and guide us in not just one transition, but all transitions that we have to go through in life, all the changes, if we would just trust God and operate in faith and not fear, that God would open doors of blessings for us. I'm not saying that God's going to make you a great nation. God said that to Abram. But God, as you follow the direction that God takes you in, he will be your sufficiency. He would make sure that you have everything that you need. And there would be no lack. Yes, you may have some tests. You may have some trials. But God will be with us. And through the tests and through the trials, it's going to cause our faith to increase. And we will become more dependent upon the Lord. Because we're following him, following God. So are you thinking about making changes in your life? Yes. Think about the changes that you're making and understand that you have to be directed by God. You need to know who is directing you to make the change. Make sure God is leading and directing you. Change what move you to another level in your relationship with God, that you would be a blessing to your family and others that God has you to cross their path, that you're not haphazardly changing and moving things. You're not just, haphazardly, but you're being directed by God. You're being directed by God. That's the key. Abram was directed by the Lord. We have to be directed by the Lord. And I know some of you all know, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You know, you know that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah, maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and his rod comfort me. You all know those scriptures. But are you following the shepherd? Are you listening to his voice? Is he directing you? Answer should be yes. So while you're ready to make a change, are you ready to move? Yes, because the Lord is directing me. That should be your answer. Are you thinking about making changes in your life? Yes, as the Lord directs me to make changes in my life, I'm going to make changes because I want to make sure that I'm thinking and I want to make sure and I'm listening to the voice of God that he is ordering my footsteps, that he is directing my path. And once you know that he's directing your path, there is growth that's going to take place. You're going to, yes, I said you're going to have some tests and trials, but you're going to come out victorious. You're going to be better off after the change than now. It could be a simple change of moving from one church to another. It could be moving from being single to being married, or from married or married being single. It could be moving from one department to another, one neighborhood to another. But whenever you move, make sure that the Lord is directing and orchestrating your move. Mm-hmm. Then you can be able to answer the questions that was asked at the beginning of the broadcast, because you're being led by the Spirit of God and you're being obedient and you're walking by faith and not by sight, that you're walking by faith. And that's what we have to do. Trust God. We live in a dynamic, we live in an ever-changing world. Things are always changing. New inventions are always coming out. New things to try to make our lives easier. There's always somebody inventing something, somebody doing something. It's always changing. We live in a dynamic world. We live in a dynamic environment. It is not stagnated. But even though we're living in a dynamic environment and a dynamic world, we need to make sure that the Lord is leading us, that the Lord is directing us through all of the changes and the movement that is going on in our lives, that we're still following the Lord's direction for our lives, that we are still walking in the perfect will of God for our lives. And that's what I want to encourage you to do through this broadcast, is to make sure as you move, as you make changes in your life, as you acquire more degrees, as you acquire more skills and abilities, as you get raises on the job, as you have more children and more grandchildren, that you're being led by the Spirit of God, that you're operating in godly wisdom, that you're following God's direction, and whatever test that you got to go through, that you will pass that test in flying colors, that whatever lesson you have to learn, that you will learn that lesson and stay in the center of God's will and receive all of the blessings that he wants to give you. I'm encouraging you, focus in on God, trust God, and let him lead you in the direction that he wants you to go. That is the message that I have for you today. Tune in to another broadcast of Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. Thank you.